back to another episode of The Space, a mindfulness podcast for everyone. Today's topic is a good one. How to pick an argument exit point. Whether you're fighting with your partner, a mate, or your mum, how to exit the road before you get stuck in a pile-up. This tip comes from Celeste Chua, better known as Celeste, the founder of self-help site Personal Excellence. She says, all battles can be won if you have unlimited resources. The reality, though, is that we don't have unlimited resources. We can't spend forever working on a problem if we're not making progress. She recommends having a cutoff point that says, okay, it's time to cut my losses and move on. You exit the battle. You've incurred your maximum loss. You don't want to invest any more time or energy. She gives an example. While on her honeymoon, she and her husband were ripped off by a cab driver. They lost the equivalent of $40. For half a day, they tried to track him down, working on CCTV footage and speaking to locals. They spent hours of their honeymoon trying to pursue it. And then they reached an exit. They let go of the issue and enjoyed the trip. The alternative was letting it drain all of their energy. So, how does this apply to you? Every argument has this tipping point, especially in a long-term relationship. You think they said this. They said they meant that. You both remember a situation differently. You can't agree. You're going in circles. Maybe it's the argument after a breakup. You're stuck in a loop whilst dividing your stuff. They say they paid for the telly and you think you bought it. This is the moment you have to ask, is this argument really worth my energy? Even if I get my ideal outcome, will all this have been worth it? This is especially true if it's a money disagreement. How much is the item you're arguing about? How much is your hourly rate? How many hours have you spent arguing about it? You do the math. There are also arguments we have on autopilot with our spouses. A useful question in that situation is this. Are you really going to break up over this? If the answer is no, is it really worth it? For every argument, the exit point will be different. The more you practice, the more you'll begin to learn your limits. You'll get better at telling when it's time to bail. You'll get better at knowing what's worth the sacrifice. This isn't about admitting defeat. It's an empowered exit that respects your own boundaries. Winning an argument doesn't always mean getting your own way. It can be taking a fast track to peace. Space out.